Good morning, my friend. Or good afternoon or evening. I always say good morning, but then I remember. You could be anywhere in the world. This is Secret of Life, James Taylor.
There ain't nothing to it. Nobody knows how we got to the top of the hill. But since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. Secret of love is an opening of your heart.
This song, to be honest, I was just searching, as I often do. I wanted to talk to you about something in particular, and so I was searching for songs about being here now, and this one came up. It doesn't ring a bell at all, but it's beautiful. He starts by saying the secret of life is enjoying the passage of time, and the reason this is on my mind is a sad one. This weekend, one of the beautiful, beautiful, wonderful people that is in my coaching group, her husband passed away. And I've been holding her in my heart. And although I might have seen her husband once or twice on Zoom, but I never met him. But it's really left a dent in my heart. Simply thinking about what a huge loss that is. And I know they'd been together many years, many decades, actually. And it's something that I was just talking about earlier this week. I was a guest on a podcast, and one of the things that we were talking about was, what is it that keeps us from remembering all the time? What keeps us from remembering all the time how anything can happen at any moment and how fragile our lives as human beings are and how we just don't know how much time we have ourselves. We don't know how much time we have here. We don't know how much time the people we love have here. We don't know how much time the person that we're standing in line behind in the market. And yet, you know, even though this is something that obviously we all know, it's not something that we remember enough. This is going to be my opinion, but you're not going to be surprised, right? Because this is so much of what my work is, my own personal work in my life. How to remind myself always, always that this could be it, that this is the day we have to say it now, this is the day we have to celebrate, this is the day we have to stop and take off our socks and stand in the grass and feel the grass on our feet. This is the day we have to call our best friend back, right? This is the day we have to pause before we say goodbye to someone at the door so that we can look them in the eyes and make sure that we have that beautiful connection before they walk out the door. This is the day. And I don't know, maybe it's too hard to remember because it would bring up the pain. However, in my experience, and I'm really going to be curious to hear what you think. So I hope you'll think about this as I'm saying it. In my experience, remembering our mortality, and this is something my mentor, Brendan Burchard, calls mortality motivation. It's that remembering our mortality motivates us to love better. It motivates us to live better. It motivates us to pay attention, to notice what is right here, right now in front of us. And gosh, that is so important because this is our life. These are the people we love. this is the world that if we knew it was going to be taken from us, we would be mourning. And yet, because it's here, because these people are here, because they're standing beside us, because they're having breakfast with us, we forget to really see them, to really appreciate them in the same way we did. You know, if you think back, first of all, it's probably easiest if you have children, right? If you think back to when you gave birth to, or when you first were handed that child, if you adopted a child, or if you that child first came into your life through some other means, like, what a miracle. Just simply like that they existed. And the same if you have a spouse or a partner, a best friend, right? That it's like you think back to when you longed for that kind of connection, that kind of relationship. And then it's hard when you have it to see that person with fresh eyes. I don't have any answers. I don't have any answers. I'm simply asking this question. And in some ways, I feel as if simply asking the question is going to be my work for the next however many years or days. I'm lucky enough to be alive. When I was on that podcast earlier this week, it was such a joy to talk to people. There were two podcast hosts who are interested in the same question, interested in, you know, how do we bring ourselves into that moment of understanding. I'm looking outside right now. That's why I'm a little bit distracted. I didn't mean to be distracted, but I saw this beautiful bird land. I put some bird seed out just a little bit ago, and this beautiful bird with bright red chest, tiny little bird eating the bird seed. And I was noticing the contrast of that bird and the red, and there's an acacia tree that has a combination of purple and green and golden leaves. And then there's another tree that's got deep green and gold and white. And I was just noticing the color, noticing the joy. And that was something else that came up on this podcast. I think I'm gonna put the link. I think it posted today. I think I'm gonna put that link here because it was such a profound conversation. Because one of the other things that we got to talking about, you know, a natural link between how do we see the people in our lives as new, and that link to how do we remember the gratitude for everything that we already have. And I know that can sound cliche and, oh boy, here we go, right? You know, be grateful. But truly, in the moment, like what just happened for me, seeing that little bird, it's easy, so easy to focus on what's missing or how we would feel better if we had XYZ, right? Or if only that person had done this, if only they had said that, if only. Our squawky Polly minds, my son coined that phrase. I always like to give him credit because it was his phrase when he was 10 years old. And I said, I need a different name than monkey mind. Everybody uses monkey mind and I want something unique. And he thought about it and he said, Squawky Polly, like, you know, yammering in your head, which is very good. It's very apt. Anyway, Squawky Polly wants to remind us all the time of what that person said that was wrong, or how this thing didn't come into our life, or, you know, how this house is too small, or how I wish I made more money, or how I didn't like this or wish that, or if only. And I'm not saying, I hope you know this, I hope you know me well enough to know, I'm not saying don't feel your feelings. You know, I'm not saying we have to be Pollyanna. I'm not saying that we can't be disappointed or that we can't long for things. Of course not. However, I am just saying, can we always at least make sure that we're balancing out our longing, on one side than with this other practice of what is here? You know, what do I have? And what am I taking for granted? I thought of this the other day. I was walking across the street, and as often happens, I'm sure I've talked to you about this before, San Francisco is notorious for drivers not paying very much attention at stop signs. I don't know, maybe most cities are, but I was paying very close attention. I always do. And I noticed that this car was not going to stop at the crosswalk. And so even though I was halfway through, I stopped and the car sped on by. And it occurred to me to be grateful, right? It occurred to me to be grateful for the fact that I was paying attention and that if I hadn't been, I could have very, very easily been hit by that car, and I could have easily, they were going very fast. I could have gotten seriously hurt, you know, and I was thinking through this all in my mind as I'm walking still unhurt, no problem. And I'm thinking my entire life could have changed for the worse, or at least what seemed like it would be the worst, or at least in the moment, which would have been a really difficult thing if I had gotten hit by that car. And all of a sudden, I just had this whole well of gratitude that I wasn't hit by the car. And I've thought of this before, but I don't think I think of it often enough, which is being grateful for things that don't happen. You know what I mean? Like that. Sometimes when I'm walking out to the where my studio is, I'll think like, oh gosh, I'm so grateful that my legs aren't broken, right? You know, or I'm so grateful that sometimes I it's slippery on the stairs if I slip, but I don't get hurt. You know, I'll think, oh, I'm so grateful that I didn't get hurt. Anyway, this is, I've been meandering around to quite a few places, and I just want to come back to this beautiful woman in my coaching group. And if she's listening, I'm hand to heart right now thinking of you and thinking of your husband and your family and everyone who loves him, who is now feeling that hole on the planet. Let's play a little more James Taylor as we round this out.
It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let it stand in your way no longer, 'cause everyone knows that love is the only road. And since we're only here for a while, we might as well show some style.
I love the simplicity. He looks so sincere. He's so earnest, if you could see this video. Yeah, what did he just say? We're only here for a little while. I know it often doesn't feel that way, but wow. Certainly as I've grown older, I've been more and more aware of how fast this trip goes. For those of you who are in your 20s or 30s or even 40s, it can still seem like a really long ride. And in some ways, of course, it is. However, when we start to hit the 50s and I'm nearing 60, and it becomes very apparent, wow, it goes by fast. And I just want to leave you right now with this message that I do feel is the message of my life, which is there someone you need to say it now to? Is there someone that you've neglected? Is there someone who's in pain? Is there someone who is disappointed or lonely or ill or grieving who needs you to reach out to them right now? Not later today, not tomorrow, not next week, but now. Will you do that? Will you do that? It's so important. It's a training. It's a practice. I say this all the time, but it's because I know it's true. It's something I've been practicing for decades of when I think of someone, when I remember someone's birthday, when I remember that something hard has happened for them, to do something right then. Send that card, make that call, buy that gift, whatever it is, say it now, okay? It's so important. It's what we can do for each other. And it doesn't have to cost money. It can be as simple as sending a beautiful audio note, just like I'm doing for you. You could do this for anybody in your life. Just sending an audio note and letting them know, doesn't have to be this long. Just letting them know that they're on your mind and you love them. And here's a reason why, or here's two reasons why, or here's a memory, or here's some music that I think about you when I hear this music. Just like I play, you know, all I do is sit here. I just hit play on YouTube and it records. Say it now, okay? We don't know. We don't know how much time we have and how. Oh, I think we all can help each other remember that this ride goes fast. I'm glad you're here with me. I'm glad we're on this ride together. I feel like all of a sudden I'm imagining us on a merry-go-round with the horses going up and down and the music, and we're waving to each other and we're waving to the people who are not yet on the ride or the people who have already gotten off the ride. All right, love to you. Bye-bye.